All right, so here we are, entrance of the store.
The store is a chain toy store in a shopping mall north of Paris. Near the entrance is a wall of Lego and Playmobil sets.
You have one here.
Carole is scanning the boxes with their characters on them, policemen, doctors, hairdressers.
I have the eye now.
She has an eye for spotting the black characters.
Yes, you have one black woman here. She's brushing her kinky hair.
The 35-year-old is a banker and runs a blog called Étoiles Noires, Black Stars, which is focused on children's books with black characters.
I wanted to find books who looks like my boy here in France.
She has an 8-year-old son.
I am also looking for toys. I am focused on black because I am black, but it would be interesting to have all kinds because children need to see themselves in those toys and because they can notice the difference. And the difference is not a problem, but they are in minority. So they start asking themselves if it is a problem because they don't see a lot of people like them.
The impetus for this visit to the toy store was the opening of an exhibition in Paris called Black Dolls. Black dolls from a very different time and place, about 200 from the United States, from 1840 to 1940, most of them handmade.
When you were an African-American parent, you couldn't find any, you know, manufactured dolls that would be dignified or beautiful and black.
Nora Philippe is the curator of the show.
The mainstream representations of black people, of black children, of black women were just stereotypical and debasing and horrifying. And so the dolls that we are showing are counter-narratives.
Counter-narratives to the history of slavery and segregation in the United States. The Emancipation Proclamation ended slavery in 1863, but African Americans remain second-class citizens in many states with enforced racial segregation through the mid-1960s. Many of the dolls in this exhibit were made by women who were slaves. Dolls are comfort items for children. They allow them to mimic adults, but they aren't just toys.
Black dolls are definitely political. They were toys, but they were also political objects of self-representation and pride.
Pride. By the early 20th century, there was a movement by some African Americans to encourage black parents to give their kids black dolls. And this continued.
I was given one when I was growing up.
Patricia Williams is a law professor at Columbia University in New York, who's written about some of these dolls in the collection. She grew up in the 1950s and 60s and remembers being given a black doll, but never really playing with it.
Black dolls presented to black children in a particular period, about my age, tend to not be played with because to play with them in public marks you as different. But that may have been partly what happened with my doll, I don't recall. I think it was also just because the doll was rare, because there were so few black dolls when I was growing up. My parents put it on a high shelf where it collected dust. Everybody I know who received a black doll has that sense of distance from it because it was so uncommon as to be considered sort of collectible.
Most of the black dolls in this exhibit are handmade by mothers for their children or by slave women for the white children they cared for. Some of the first manufactured black dolls in the U.S. in the late 19th century used parts from Europe, Nora Philippe explains.
There's a long and old tradition of manufactured dolls in France and Germany. And so by the mid-19th century, actually, French and German factories would produce black dolls.
Philosophy professor Elsa Dorlon, who specializes in the history of slavery in France, took part in an academic conference organized around the black doll exhibit. She says European doll makers had been making black dolls in the 18th and 19th century for white children as a direct result of slavery, which continued in France, in particular in the West Indian colonies, until 1848.
In the 18th and 19th centuries, there was a widespread practice, particularly within the important plantation owner families, that every white child, when he was born, was given a black child of the same age, who became his toy, his pet, his slave, obviously.
Live children used as dolls. And Dolan says 19th century doll makers were making direct reference to this with their black dolls. She says it's difficult to find any trace of black dolls made by black people, slaves in the French colonies.
It's almost certain that there was domestic craft making of dolls or toys. That's pretty sure. It's just that for years there's been a masculine vision of historical records that didn't give any attention to the records of daily life in slavery.
Curator Nora Philippe says the black doll exhibit shows that they are indeed worth preserving.
Slaves' narratives have not been collected or published here in the French-speaking territories. So we should definitely, you know, turn our eyes on the, I would say, missing black dolls in our own, you know, regions and countries. Of course, bearing the colonial heritage on our minds.
For Philippe, it was important to bring this collection of American dolls to France.
French people need to see this because these dolls are beautiful, important, and political. Because we still don't have enough beautiful black dolls here. We don't produce them.
This one is called Imani. It was my first one, my first real black doll.
Matilda points to one of three Barbie-style dolls she's put on the living room sofa in the apartment she shares with her parents and little brother in Paris.
She has very sort of curly hair. She has blue sort of earrings. She has very dark skin, and she has a pretty dress.
Matilda's 10 years old. The doll's skin almost matches hers. She says she'd asked for a black doll a couple of years ago.
I just had white dolls and I wanted to change and have a black one. I didn't really know if they really existed, so I asked my mommy.
Toy stores in Paris stock some black dolls made by big companies, like Barbie. But to have a real choice, you have to go online, either for specialized Barbies or specialized companies that make dolls with non-white skin tones.
On the internet, there was lots of Barbies, so I could see that it really existed, and so I was so happy. This one, she doesn't really have a name.
She holds another of the dolls, which she received as a birthday present.
She has sort of brown hair. It's not very, very curly because one day I put her in the bath and I washed her hair. I thought it would make it curlier, but no. Her skin isn't very, very dark. It's okay. It's brownish. Sometimes I put on her blue trousers. But I can put like things like that on white dolls as well. Sometimes I do that as well.
So, heading to the boys' toys.
Back at the toy store in northern Paris, Carole heads for the section with action figures. As difficult it is to find a choice of black dolls, usually for girls, for boys, it's even tougher.
When my son turned 3, he began to be very interested in superhero. It was Spider-Man. And I thought to myself, it would be great to have a black superhero just for him to see that there is one that looks like him.
So for the superhero,
I knew that there were in Marvel characters like Falcon, Black Panthers, like Luke Cage. But I told to myself, I don't think my boy know them, so it's not those kind of superhero I'm looking for. I'm looking for a black Spider-Man, a superhero that is as well-known that Spider-Man.
Most of the action figures in this toy store are related to movies or TV shows.
Finn from Star Wars, yes.
Carole says this is an advantage in that if there's a black character in a movie, which increasingly there are, then there'll be a black action figure.
We have Black Panther here.
Though the figurine is masked, so you don't know he's black.
But now with the movie, with the very big blockbuster, everybody knows that Black Panther is a black character.
Across the aisle, the packaging is pinker. In the Barbie section, there are rows of dolls and boxes. The clothes vary, but the skin tones don't. Carole spots one black Barbie doll in a box with three other dolls, all white.
For all the black dolls, you have to buy 4 of them.
The doll has fairly dark skin, which isn't always the case. Black dolls, if there are any these days, will often be lighter skinned. This is striking in the baby doll section.
Quite light skin here.
The few non-white dolls are very, very light shades of brown.
It's very a pity because there are discrimination about shades. I think it is necessary to have those that look real. So with our kinky hair, sometimes with different shades, with a big nose, a little nose, we need a diversity in books and in toys, like the society.
Sarah Elzis, RFI, Paris.